Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, my beautiful vacation lady friend.
That makes it sound like we're somewhere tropical and
not... also lesbians.
Yeah. Well, that was implied.
Yeah.
That's always the underlying implication, I think.
When two women host a podcast.
I think so.
We're tired. It's been a long week. It's been a long day.
And I would like to thank everyone for hanging out an extra week. Because we didn't get our shit together. I was very sick, and I always assume Stassi is sick because she has a terrible immune system.
My immune system is, like, amazing now, but I think we've sort of traded off. Like, you're the sickly one this year, and I've been, like, in very good health.
Yeah, I keep getting those terrible migraines where you're, like, puking all the time.
Dude, I've been getting those, too.
There might be something wrong with the water in this city.
Maybe. Oh, also I read somewhere online that if you, like, flex your hands in like a bucket of cold water, that'll help with migraines, which that sounds like an old wives' tale.
That sounds like some white nonsense.
Yeah. And to continue with the theme of white nonsense.
Today, you might have looked at the title and said, what is this mess of Roman numerals?
Yeah, so this cult is called Nexium.
It's pronounced Nexium. I had to listen to a video because I looked at it and could not comprehend it as a word.
Yeah, so it just looks like a pretentious tattoo that someone would have on their forearm.
Nexium was founded in 1998 in Albany, New York by Keith Raniere.
Fucking Keith.
I have an issue with the name
How many times have we given shit to the name Keith on this podcast
alone? I don't know, but it's a weird name and I don't like it, and it's tied with Kevin. So, Keith Raniere.
The real enemy.
He was born in New York City, the son of an ad man and a ballroom dancing teacher, which makes him sound like a tertiary character on Mad Men.
Oh my god.
His ballroom dancing mother died when he was 16. And he enrolled in RPI, Rochester Polytechnical Institute,
mm-hmm.
that very same year. And he earned a triple major in math, physics, and biology.
That's fucking a lot.
With minors in psychology, philosophy, and
he earned a bullshit in biology.
So he was actually very smart. He claims to have the highest IQ in the world. I don't know about that. But he is...
No, that can't be right. Donald Trump has the highest IQ in the world, I thought.
Jesus Christ. Will you all stop acting like Rick and Morty fans? So he claims to have the highest IQ in the world, which, whatever, but he is actually listed in the 1989 Guinness Book of World Records for being one of the three people in an IQ group called Mega, which is a Mensa-like collection of geniuses that require a minimum 1 in a million IQ.
Okay, the fact that there's an IQ group called Mega, it's... I just don't foresee good things happening to anyone who gets put in that category.
It sounds a little bit like the evil group on, like, a child's television show.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it sounds like an evil genius group. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in Mega, whatever. He's pretty smart. He's pretty charismatic. He convinces some of his followers later in life that he doesn't drive because his intellectual energy sets off radar detectors.
Okay, No, that's not how science and life works. Keith, if you don't want to drive, just say, I'm not going to drive. Don't be fucking spouting out fake bullshit.
Throughout the 1990s, Raniere ran Consumer Buyline, which is a nationwide buying club that was very quickly investigated for being a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. So basically, it was closed because... two federal agencies were like, yeah, this is definitely a pyramid scheme. It had reached like 23 states. They just had hundreds and thousands of dollars in legal fees and legal bills. They said basically the only product that they were selling was the membership itself.
Yeah.
So it was just like a whole big smoke and mirrors operation, which is often how cults work.
Now, Nexium is different from most pyramid schemes only in that it sells workshops and courses in Raniere's philosophies on ethics and success rather than actual physical goods.
Sure.
Students are told, basically, of his teachings that the world's money needs to be controlled by ethical people for human existence to survive. Which, again, like many cults, that's not a totally outlandish statement.
No, it's a very universal statement that a lot of people can identify and agree with,
mm-hmm.
which is how cults work. They're always like, hey, here's our base, and this is what we believe, and it's always something great and good that no one can find fault in. You just have to look behind the curtain, basically.
Yeah.
Beneath what? The carpet? I don't know I was trying to go with that analogy.
So you have to look beyond the surface, I guess. Yes. Look under all the furniture.
Yes.
Now, Rainier is also really obsessed with hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming. And if you don't know what neuro-linguistic programming is, it's a pseudoscience. It's basically people believe that if you, like, read other people's body language enough, you can basically mind control them. Theoretically, if it worked, you could look at somebody, like, mirror their body language, do something with your eyes, and be like, where were you really last night? And they would tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's obsessed with that. He's obsessed with hypnosis. It's, again, just building into his love of power and controlling.
Now, Hallie, we've said so many nice things about this man. Let's scale it back a notch. What are some of the negative aspects of him?
Like so many, many, many men in the news recently.
Okay, time out. Fuck all of them. I hate them all. They all need to go away. Fuck everyone.
He's a rapist. So within Nexium, he gathers, like many cult leaders do, a female harem. Now, I read this really interesting piece through Time Union. It was a 4-part investigative thing on him where they interviewed a lot of women who had been involved with him. And one of the main sources that, I guess, the prosecution of public opinion had was a woman named Toni Natalie. And she was married, she had a young son, and she met Rainier when she was smoking outside one of his workshops, and he was like, I'm gonna help you stop smoking, and this is really creepy. She said that he took her to his office for what she thought was only 15 minutes, and then when she came out, her husband said that she'd been in the room with Rainier for 2.5 hours. She didn't remember any of it.
Did she say what she thought happened in those, like, what happened in those 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
She said that they had a conversation where he told her in a past life she was Heinrich Himmler, who was the head of the Nazi secret police, or the Stasi.
Stasi.
Shh, you're ruining my pun. So he told her that in a past life she had been a Nazi, and
I mean, as you do.
That was what was causing the ugliness inside her that was making her smoke.
Oh, man. Okay, sure. Why not?
So that was one of the women that he was involved with. Another one was named Nancy Salzman. She was a nurse when she met him, like a registered.
A smart person.
Real nurse.
Yeah.
And she met him in the mid-1990s, and they spent time, she spent time with Natalie and Rainier in an office for 4 days, and when they emerged, she was his second in command.
So we can only imagine what kind of shit went down.
And again, this is another instance where Toni Natalie says she does not remember anything that happened.
Oh my god, that's so scary.
So this is clearly, you know, some sort of mental block to protect her.
I feel like I'm especially fed up with Keith Rainier this week just because of all of the sexual assault that's been coming
to many, many men.
I'm just so, like, it's just so fucking frustrating and exhausting to fucking every single day. It's a reality, and it's in our faces, and if you're a guy who's gonna abuse a woman, just fucking do us all a favor and go drown in a ditch.
Don't!
Drown in a dry ditch.
What does that mean? Just choke on the dirt?
Sure.
Drown in a dry ditch. That sounds like something that was translated strangely from Latin.
It's my new country song.
We went in 2 different directions.
I know. I think that says a lot about our personalities.
So she is called Prefect Nancy Salzman, and he is called Vanguard. And they have all the members who take their classes and learn about ethical money and, you know, do that thing that pyramid schemes do where you pay the people above you money in order to, quote-unquote, get money back.
Yeah.
They all wear different colored sashes depending on their ranks, which is a lot like Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
They were taught how to shake hands with one another and how to bow to the Nexium leaders.
I mean, bowing is so important.
So important, especially in today's Western 21st century culture.
I like how I said that and then realized that in my line of work, it is actually important to know how to bow.
You mean for singing? I feel like, see, what I was imagining was like bowing the way that people
do. No, I'm sure they do, like, greeting bows. They're not doing, like, post-performance bows.
That would be so funny. Now, women and men, but mostly women, have been known to pay upwards of $16,000 for these courses. The reason that this is coming to light, before we lead into some other notable craziness things about these women, is in October of this year, this actually came up several times on our Facebook page, and that's what prompted us to look into this cult. An actress named Allison Mack was revealed to be one of the high up figures in NXIVM.
Uh-huh.
Now, Allison Mack was an actress. She was on Smallville playing Chloe Decker's another TV character. We need different names.
I don't know any. You're just saying random names to me.
She played Chloe Sullivan on Smallville, which was like that Superman prequel show that my father watched. Now, she was found out this October to be running a sex slave subgroup of NXIVM.
Oh, God.
Called DOS, which is an acronym for this Latin. Can you read this?
Dominus Obsequius Sororium.
See how great that was, guys?
I don't know for sure if that was correct, but I said it with semi-confidence.
You sounded like how Google Translate sounded when I made it pronounce it, so... And that actually literally translates in Latin to master over the slave women.
So, you know, normal.
Normal. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, yep. Yep. Just your everyday sorority.
So she's the one who recruits all these women for his harem. She uses her fame, and I put a question mark.
Yes, fame!
Again, it's not 2005. Smallville is not on television anymore.
I've never heard of this woman. She looks normal, like, she doesn't look like a famous person. I don't know how a famous person looks, but she just looks like a normal woman.
I feel like famous people are smaller than other people.
Interesting.
In real life, I don't know why. Maybe just because they're all skinny.
I think they just look more human-sized than I imagine. I'm like, oh, you're not the size of my television.
Exactly. So she uses her quote-unquote fame to draw these women in and be like, oh, this is so great. You're going to learn about ethically controlling money, and you're going to get money use.
You learn how to, like, control your finances and find success, basically.
Yeah.
Like, any sort of self-help shtick. Before they are initiated, they are basically forced to take naked pictures of themselves.
For collateral.
And or sign incriminating documents. At that point, like, what's going through your mind at that point is my question.
As a person
who's like, oh, I'm about to do this cool group, I'm gonna learn how to, like, be a success, and then someone's like, oh, by the way, sign this saying you've committed crimes, and also take, like, strip off all your clothes, and I'm gonna take a picture of your goddamn vagina. Like, how are you still on board at that point?
I feel like this is a very topical episode we're doing, just with everything going on in the news.
I'm so angry every day.
I don't know what would make somebody do that.
I'm not angry at these ladies. I'm angry at
men.
The men who have put these ladies in these positions.
Yep.
Anyway, so fucking after this giant disaster of an initiation, Hallie, please let us know what happens.
They're beaten with paddles, just for the hell of it.
Why not?
And they are branded like cows with the initials KR for Keith Raniere and AM for Allison Mack, the allegedly famous actress. And they are also put on starvation diets.
Do you know why they are put on starvation diets?
So he can fuck them?
Because that is the body type that Keith Raniere finds sexy. What's sexy about a starving person other than the fact that they're physically weaker than you?
I bet he saw Les Mis and, like, Anne Hathaway.
And he was like, this boner's never going away.
Yeah, that's like his jerk-off movie.
Okay, and from the New York Times, I'm just going to quote. Each woman was told to undress and lie on a massage table while three others restrained her legs and shoulders. According to one of them, their quote-unquote master, a top NXIVM official named Lauren Salzman, instructed them to say, "Master, please brand me, it would be an honor." A female doctor proceeded to use a cauterizing device to sear a 2-inch square symbol below each woman's hip, a procedure that took 20 to 30 minutes. For hours, muffled screams and the smell of burning tissue filled the room.
What the fuck?
So that sounds like a fun way to learn how to handle your finances.
Jesus Christ. If you read the Times Union piece, the third part talks all about the litigation and how basically since its inception in the 90s, people have been suing them for fraud. They've been looked into by the financial industry and nothing has ever stuck.
So, okay, I'm going to tell you the story of Barbara Bushy, or Bushy. I'm going to say Bushy, because that's how it looks.
Like Barbara Bush, our former first lady?
No, like better. So she was a NXIVM board member, and she was also a financial advisor to Claire Bronfman, who I'll talk about, but she's an heiress, and she's a huge supporter and member of the group. Barbara Bushy and 8 women from the organization meet with Rainier to kind of be like, hey, buddy, there's a lot of unethical practices and a lot of sexual abuse happening, and I don't know how that meeting went, but I do know that she resigned sometime after the meeting. Anyway, the next month, she and 2 attorneys met with federal agents in Albany, and they were talking about the activities of the group members, and she had found a bunch of incriminating documents from the accounting office, which, you know, go lady. I feel like at this point she's like the plucky reporter who's really? Like, you're like, please, no one kill her off. 2011, NXIVM trainer Susan Dones left the group and then found herself in court being accused of violating a confidentiality agreement. Which, fuck those things.
I find confidentiality agreements very fishy. I feel like they're rarely used for good.
Yes, correct. And then August of this summer, so just very recently.
Just a few months before this Allison Mack came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A complaint was filed regarding a NXIVM doctor.
You mean the ones who was branding people?
Nope. This guy, quote from the Times Union, allegedly subjected multiple women to brain activity studies that apparently did not follow standard research protocols.
What the fuck? Do you think other people have huge memory gaps like Tony Natalie, or is that more of a repression thing?
I have no idea. So, standard research protocols, that's just like your normal doctor protocol. So, like, that could be fucking anything. Like, it doesn't say specifically what he's done, but that's just such a terrifying statement. Rainier tells women that if they want to be healed, they have to sleep with him.
That leads me into mine. Of all the women he has in his harem, he lives with about 25, the Times Union piece said at a time. 3 of those women have come forward to say that he had sex with them when they were underage. One as young as 12 years old.
So he's a pedophile.
One as young as 12 years old.
Keith Rainier is a pedophile.
And a rapist. He would take them to an arcade and then back to his townhouse.
Oh my god, an arcade?
Sometimes there was a report of him breaking into their rooms in their own homes to rape them. One of the underage girls shot herself in the head when she was 33. This girl's older sister said that when she confronted Rainier about this before the girl had killed herself back when they were children, Rainier said that her sister's soul was much older than her biological age, like a child fucking rapist.
I don't know how you can do that. Oh, is it sociopathy? Like, how do you live like this with such disregard for anyone else? It's just a complete lack of empathy.
I think he has that thing where people who are really smart are missing some other part of their brain.
Yeah.
Not, like, physically, but I mean, like, they don't have empathy or human interactions.
Maybe that's what's wrong with Donald Trump, our dear president.
Jesus fucking Christ. So Stassi's been indoctrinated. She's dyed her hair blonde and and she's wearing a bunch of ugly sheath dresses.
Oh my god, Keith Rainier, you're a piece of shit.
So where are they now? Allison Mack is no longer acting. Her last credits were
what? But she's so famous.
We are being so mean to her.
I mean, on one side I'd be like, that's a shame, she's brainwashed, but on the other side, when you start bringing other people in, you're fucking part of the problem.
Absolutely.
So my sympathy has, like, gone down the shithole for her.
So Mac is no longer acting. Her latest credits are from 2015, and they were not, you know, great credits.
Okay, sure.
The group has had over 12,000 attendees to its classes and involved in its groups. It also has a weirdly huge following among the Mexican elite.
Yes. So I'll just put this out there. Their chapters are in Albany, Canada, and Mexico.
So they're taking over the North America area.
Yeah.
Included in the Mexican elite are Emiliano Salinas and Ana Cristina Fox, who are both children of former Mexican presidents.
I mean, that says a lot about their relationship with their parents, I feel like.
So Barron Trump's going to be in a cult?
Oh my god. Yes, I'm sure.
I can't wait for that movie.
There have never been any charges filed against Keith Rainier. even despite the multiple accusations of money laundering, tax evasion, immigration fraud, kidnapping, perjury, child rape.
Stassi, child rape.
Hallie, this man, Keith Raniere, is a goddamn fucking child rapist.
Since this article has come out, it's been revealed that at least 3 other NXIVM students had to seek psychiatric help after being involved with the group. State records say another follower committed suicide and left behind a note.
Yes, that's right.
Her name was Kristen Marie Snyder. Uh-huh. She said, "I was brainwashed and the emotional center of my brain was killed/turned off. I still have feeling in my external skin, but my internal organs are rotting. Please contact my parents if you find me or this note. I am sorry, life. I didn't know I was already dead. May we persist into the future."
So that's heartbreaking.
And that's interesting. My emotional center of my brain was killed/turned off, and it sort of goes with my earlier thing that I think he was like a sociopath or something. Like, he was missing...
He's clearly...
Something.
Lacks something to... Anyone who is able to do things like this is not all there. Like, even if they're super smart, they are not, their brain is not entirely normal.
Yeah, well, his brain wasn't normal from the get-go.
No, I know, but I mean, like, normal in other ways, like, yes, how we would expect. So, here's a list of some of the law enforcement agencies who are currently...
investigating NXIVM.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Albany, New York State Police... ICE, IRS, and FBI.
Wow, that's almost all the letters.
Yeah, apparently they had a bunch of, like, human trafficking. They're getting a bunch of Mexican immigrants in, mm-hmm, through some sort of illegal means.
Rick Ross, who I've spoken about before, I did a mini episode on him.
Every single time you say his name, I think you're talking about that guy who's, like, never gonna give you up.
Rick Roll.
It's just, the name is just...
Rick Astley, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
So, Rick Ross, who did not sing an earworm, but is a famous cult programmer... did a short episode of him if you want to listen to it. He has been called in to deprogram members of NXIVM 3 separate times, and he is quoted saying, "In my opinion, NXIVM is one of the most extreme groups I have ever dealt with."
Oh, Keith Raniere, you piece of fucking shit. All right, so here's some of the notable members. We already went over Allison Mack.
I keep doing quotations. You can't see them. Notable.
So Sarah and Claire Bronfman, their sisters and their heiresses to the Seagram liquor fortune, which is apparently a shit ton of money.
I'd imagine so.
Sarah Edmondson, another actress. I'd never heard of her. And then, there's an actress from Dynasty named Catherine Oxenberg, whose 26-year-old daughter, India, is stuck in the group. And she's if you Google NXIVM, she's, like, done a lot of, like, talking out about it and how much it sucks. I have a quote from her. "Some people have said this is a voluntary sorority. The women I have spoken to tell a far different story. Coercion is not voluntary."
Amen.
"Extortion is not voluntary. Blackmail is not voluntary. Coercion is not voluntary, Keith Raniere, fucking piece of fucking shit."
NXIVM, man.
Keith, please go die in a hole.
Choke on the dirt.
Go drown in a dry ditch.
That is our new thing. That's going to be our new sign-off.
I feel like it's easier to, like, say that because it's, like, less aggressive than being, like, go drown in a pond.
Mm. Jump in a lake is another one.
Well, I mean, like, but death is really what I'm looking for here. But a dry ditch is just, like, a funny sort of dichotomy. But it still makes me feel better for having issued such a death threat. Well, it's not even, you know what I mean.
It's, it reminds me of when you translate Gaelic curses. Like, one of my favorites translates to, "May the devil use your spine as a ladder to pick apples in hell."
Man.
Another one is, "May a cat eat you and may the devil eat the cat." So there's a lot of very specific things the devil is going to do with you.
I really like those. I should look those up.
I do recommend looking up, like, translated versions of Gaelic curses. It's fantastic. The Irish are extraordinarily dramatic. They produced Oscar Wilde and me, so.
All right.
Any recommendations?
I feel a lot better having told the world, or our tiny little following, that Keith Raniere is a piece of shit.
Yep.
I really feel like that was something I've been needing to get off my chest.
And again, this is just, I have 2 recommendations, but one of mine is to read the Ronan Farrow pieces on Harvey Weinstein that sort of kicked off the past few weeks, sort of allegations and men facing consequences, which is great. They're in the New York Times, the New Yorker, I'm sorry, they're in the New Yorker, and they're just really well researched and done, and he obviously is like a personal connection to it because he's Woody Allen's son.
Oh, Jesus. And God bless his soul.
He's a fantastic reporter. I do recommend reading them, just seeing how this all started.
Follow what he's doing. He's a very smart person. He knows what's up. He's not going to disappoint us the way so many have. Hallie's face was like, uh-oh.
You just sent something out to the universe. Ronan Farrow, if you disappoint us, I will be crushed.
Yes, we will never say a nice thing about you again. I'm going to recommend, if you have a little over two hours and you're just ready to fill yourself with rage, I would highly recommend listening to the two Dollop episodes about Donald Trump. They are so much worse than you could possibly imagine.
How?
Quote, is it wrong to be more sexually attracted to your daughter than to your wife, Donald Trump?
This man is going to kill us all.
I highly recommend listening to those. They are fucking insane.
My other recommendation is lighter than that. It's for a Netflix miniseries called American Vandal. I don't know if you've seen it. It's basically Netflix making fun of itself. It's shot in the same way as, like, Making a Murderer and, like, researching this thing, but it takes place, it's told through the eyes of two high school students, and there was vandalism at their school where somebody spray painted dicks onto 27 cars. And they have this kid who's been accused. The kid says that he's innocent.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious, but then there's
also... Is it, like, real or is it, like, a comedy?
It's fake. It's a mockumentary.
Sure.
But it's hilarious, but it also sort of begs the question and sort of looks at, like, what happens when people give up on kids and what happens when you label someone a bad kid.
Mm.
It's also so funny. They picked the funniest kid actors, and part of the reason I love it is because I absolutely would have forced Stassi to, like, make a documentary like that with me when we were in high school.
Oh my god, that's so accurate.
I made so many terrible documentaries. It's called American Vandal. It's hilarious. Look it up.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. We're empowering you to stand up to fucking, what, like, ignorant, stupid, goddamn people this Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, remember, just look them in the eye and say, go die in a dry
ditch. In a dry ditch. Trademark Anastasia and Hallie.
Mostly Anastasia.
I'll give you credit. Thanks. You're good.
You're not going to Zuckerberg me?
No.
Bye, guys.